that Sparta means W-A-C-O.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's W-A-C-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-A-C-O.
WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, a People Speak.
And good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, so with August kind of in full swing, well, I guess we're just kind of actually at the beginning of August. I feel like August has been taken a little bit. But we actually are going back to school. Not we as the St. Louis Dairy Council. Right. However, the kids are going back to school. So that being said, there's a lot of things that we can discuss just from hearing of hearsay going on with food service and supply chain issues that kind of were in full-fledged last year. I know a lot of school districts had, you know, trouble getting in, even getting in certain foods to accommodate, and menus had to change just with all of that and supply chain shortages. One thing that we do like to discuss and that has kind of actually come up is the controversial step to ban flavored milk. So that's what's been kind of trending lately and what we're chatting about today with Back to School.
Yeah, talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And as we'd mentioned, you know, school about ready to start. So I guess one of the things we can kind of start out with a little bit here is about the history of school meals.
Yeah. So it's interesting. During the American Industrial Era, there was a movement to reform and improve the outcomes of all students in the educational system. So one of the targets of this was also to improve and provide access to healthy foods and healthy meals for students in the educational system. So kind of time passed. I know Philadelphia and Boston were the first American cities to institute school lunch programs. And with these programs, they were able to kind of provide healthier options and teach children a little bit more about healthy eating habits within school meals. So it wasn't actually until the National School Lunch Act, which has constantly been changing and it's been amended numerous times, in 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Child Nutrition Act of 1966 that established the school breakfast program. So at the end of the 19th century, we were able to kind of get the lunch programs kind of in establishment, and then later on, establish that national breakfast program.
Okay. Yeah, breakfast always, you know, I don't think I ever really participated in that, but I know a lot of kids that did it. And some kids wouldn't have a breakfast were it not for that.
Yeah, and if you think about it, breakfast is, it's an extremely important part of the day. It kind of gets you fueled and ready to go for the day. And they have found studies that, you know, eating breakfast and eating lunch and getting in enough nutrients throughout the day actually does improve student test scores and academic performance. So we always, you know, push to have breakfast in the morning or get something in your belly in the morning to make sure you're fueled for tests and for academic work.
Right. So yeah, definitely. Cause I'm definitely with it. What's the term they've come up with now? Hangry.
Yeah. And of course it'll keep you in a good mood, you know, having a good, you know, either bacon breakfast, cheese on a biscuit sandwich, sausage and cheese on a biscuit sandwich, or, you know, even a cereal with a glass of milk on the side or something just easy.
Right. You know, talking about that, let's compare school meals, I guess, now and what they were like, I guess, a few years back.
Yeah, so they have improved. So with that being said, school meals now are going to have more nutrient-rich requirements, mm-hmm. I guess I should say. So that's going to include kind of more of a balance as we like to look at it. So it's going to have fruits, vegetables, your low-fat or fat-free milk or flavored milk, whole grains and lean proteins are going to be incorporated in that. And that is in compliance with the USDA standards. So they kind of came out with some regulations that they want to incorporate in order for children and students to get in these healthier options and more nutrient dense foods. So components are followed in school nutrition meals. So that's going to be minimizing saturated fat, sugar, and sodium. And again, making sure we are getting in those whole grains and fruits and vegetables in that balance. So if it does not follow that compliance, it can't be sold. So that does help kind of make sure that we are getting in the healthier options rather than the higher fat foods, the higher sugar foods that we do enjoy sometimes, but shouldn't right. have all the time.
Right. You know, and a lot of kids tend to at home when they grab a snack or something, it's not always going to be the necessarily the healthiest thing. You know, it's going to be a candy bar or a bag of chips or something like that.
So knowing that, you know, breakfast and lunch, especially with school, they're getting in that nutrient and that those great calcium and protein, especially again from milk and cheese and yogurt and all of those components, does provide that sort of benefit.
Right. And talking about some of the programs that are available too for kids, as far as like the lunch programs, the free and reduced cost and whatever. I mean, kids are sensitive.
And again, it kind of the school meals and the breakfast and the lunch, it kind of puts everyone on the same playing field. Mm-hmm. So you do get that option. You get some schools do the offer versus serve, so you get to go through the line and pick if you want, you know, chocolate milk or white milk, or even some schools have strawberry milk, different flavors of milk. You get your choices on different options. But again, everyone's on that same playing field, and it kind of takes away that stigma of being different.
Right, right. Talking about different flavors and stuff, when we talk about a carton of milk that comes with the meal, there's the flavored milk option you mentioned. That's also kind of controversial at times as well.
Yes. So, like I kind of said to start, one of the biggest, bigger issues that's kind of gotten brought up recently is the concept where some schools are saying, and voices are saying that chocolate milk and flavored milk isn't as healthy, whereas some cafeterias are actually welcoming it in as a great option, as a different variety to try. Milk, whether flavored or unflavored, is an important source of nutrition. Just in general, it's going to provide 3 out of the 4 nutrients of concern, which are calcium, vitamin D, and potassium. So milk is milk is basically where I'm going with this. Flavored milk, like chocolate milk or even strawberry milk, has the same amount of protein, vitamins, and minerals as the general white milk. Mm-hmm. So there's not much of a difference. And actually, from these concerns that have kind of been brought up, since 2007, the added sugar content of chocolate or flavored milk served in schools nationwide has actually decreased by 55%. So they've even decreased the amount of sugar
right.
that has been in these flavored milks since 2007. So I believe flavored milk only accounts for about 4% of sugar intake consumed by children. So it isn't the sugar that is in this milk that's
right.
causing the huge concern. So,
and I think the people that are complaining about it probably, it wouldn't surprise me to see them picking up a sweet tea at one of these stores. And I mean, I would hate to even think about the sugar content in that.
Yeah. And I mean, if you look at the benefits of the benefits outweigh all of those things. Mm. I mean, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend 2.5 to 3 servings of dairy daily. So again, that 8-ounce carton of white or chocolate milk or strawberry milk is going to be that serving of dairy that you do need. Including 8 ounces of yogurt would be another option. Perhaps if you don't, you know, if you might not like milk, you can always go with an option such as yogurt or cheese. 1.5 ounces of cheese is going to be that serving that you need of dairy a day.
Okay. A little bit of time left here again, talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. We were talking about chocolate milk. Now, if chocolate milk or other flavors of milk are a healthy part of a school meal, I know some of the people don't necessarily agree with that, and they may not have all the information. How are we getting that information out to consumers and parents?
Yeah, so with that kind of being said, we do, with the St. Louis Dairy Council, provide a plethora of options and programs that kind of get that information out and that nutritional education out to parents as well as just school districts in general.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have started a back-to-school program that we are launching kind of as the kids head back into the classrooms. And this back-to-school flavored milk kind of promotion is going to go on throughout the earlier months when the kids return. So this is going to provide parents with some information on their school menus, potentially that gives them a little bit of, you know, statistics or tips and info, just kind of giving them advice about chocolate milk or facts about chocolate milk or flavored milk. Mm-hmm. That kind of veers them again into learning a little bit more that, you know, chocolate milk doesn't have, and flavored milk doesn't have that horrible thought that some others think that it does have, as well as info throughout the months for the kiddos. Either it's going to be, we have a chocolate milk club that we've kind of created, fun cartoons that can be posted around in the cafeteria. We have a chocolate milk infographic actually on our website that they can download to kind of see the benefits of chocolate milk,
right,
and all that it provides for our bodies, as well as especially as we've chatted about before, working out and fueling pre and post workouts. That's a great thing that chocolate milk as well as flavored milk does have kind of that benefit with. So we also have our Power Up program that does work with sports teams and athletes to kind of promote, again, chocolate milk is a great post-workout recovery beverage because it does provide the carbohydrates as well as the protein ratio that our bodies do need after working out and refueling up with.
Right. Kind of helps with hydration too, I imagine. Cause
yes. So it does have those electrolytes in it that is a great recovery. Actually better than if we look at statistics, it can ultimately provide both of those things, that protein and that carb ratio. Whereas we look at regular sports drinks, they can have about 34 grams of added sugar to them. So
right,
instead of getting it naturally with milk, those sports drinks actually have it added. So milk does provide that benefit.
Right. Plus, you know, if I'm doing a workout or something and I get done, I would much rather be looking at a nice big glass of chocolate milk than I would a glass of some kind of sport drink.
Yeah, and with that being said, there's obviously, if you don't enjoy just a big glass of chocolate milk, whereas some people don't, you can incorporate it into a variety of things. So smoothies are a great option to incorporate that milk into, especially after a workout, incorporating that. Again, if you want to add in some even more protein powder in with that chocolate milk would be a great benefit. I know you have chocolate protein powder and you add a little bit into chocolate milk. It's just more and more chocolate, like a chocolate milkshake you can make out of it, just to incorporate a little bit more protein and a little bit more nutrients.
And you see all the kind of little funny lines they get out there about chocolate, you know, and you gotta have it.
Yeah, you can find it in healthier options, clearly, especially with that chocolate milk.
Right. Got about 4 minutes left or whatever, but a lot of the stuff that we talk about, as you mentioned, you can get on the website for the Dairy Council.
Yeah, so we do. We provide, we are constantly posting on our Instagram. Just recently, we came out with some back-to-school snack options that parents can look at to kind of, to, you know, pack your refrigerator with for when the kiddos come home. They can look to have easier options. We gave some snack options on there, especially with them going back and getting back into a routine. On our Facebook, we do post stuff such as that as well, as well as our website. Our website does provide a lot of good resources for parents and educators to pass along with their students and with their children to kind of learn healthier options and the benefits that dairy does provide us with throughout the day and throughout our life. So there are a plethora of options.
And I see on your Facebook site here, you have a kid looking through a glass, drinking glass, mm-hmm. up there.
Yeah. So, and as well as on our Instagram, I know we post our Instagram handle, STL Dairy Council. We do post recipes. Our featured recipe this month is our triple chocolate muffins that are a great thing to kind of make ahead, especially if you do have your kids going back within the next, you know, couple of days, couple of weeks. You can try them out now, and then once they kind of are back in school, you can make them ahead of time, and they can grab them and get in the car and be ready to go, or get on the bus and have something in their stomach and feel fueled and ready to go.
Right. And I mean, and that's like we talked about earlier, that's important.
Yeah. And even if you do, if you forget about to make the chocolate, the triple chocolate muffins, and they get on the bus and they're hungry, at least they have that breakfast option at school too.
Right.
That they can get, take a yogurt parfait from the cafeteria or whatever is being served, cereal with milk, just to get something in their stomach.
Now, one thing you mentioned when the smoothies, whatever, you know, I had never, and I don't know why I hadn't, but, you know, I thought of incorporating chocolate milk into it because, I mean, you use white milk already, you know, I mean,
yeah,
what's the difference?
Yeah, know? And that's kind of, you can, it, chocolate milk is so versatile, and milk in general is versatile because there's so many different ways you can, mm-hmm. you can use it. So, again, putting that chocolate milk in with a banana and maybe peanut butter and a little bit of ice and blending it up just to make a smoothie, there's a meal in itself. I mean, you have protein from the milk. You have peanut butter. That's a healthy fat. Bananas, carbohydrates. So you are getting everything in one.
Right. So, I mean, and it's healthy. I mean, so I think that's part of my problem. A lot of the stuff I eat tastes good, but it's not really that healthy.
Yeah. So, again, if you – I'm a big peanut butter lover, so nothing sounds better than a peanut butter banana chocolate.
I never thought of peanut butter in it, you know, because I always think of stuff that dissolves easily, you know, and I don't think of peanut butter as something that dissolves easily, but I guess, you know, when you blend it up,
mm-hmm. yeah, it makes it more creamy. Yeah.
I'll have to try that now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have to try it just once.
Right. So again, if people are interested, want more information, what are their avenues?
Yes. So, again, you can check us out, on our Facebook or Instagram, and that handle is going to be STL Dairy Council. Our website's stldairycouncil.org. Again, that's going to provide a bunch of educational resources you can download, as well as if you have a question or want to reach out to us and ask a question, you can email us at info@stldairycouncil.org.
So pretty easy. Just incorporate STL Dairy Council and you can
You'll find us some way, somehow.
All right. Kelsey, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you.
And we will look forward to talking to you and seeing what's up in September.
Yep.
All right. That'll wrap things up. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.